Good morning, poor gal.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Welcome back.
Yeah, no, we enjoyed our time down there. How did you end up on Saturday?
Oh, please,
Jeez.
please. Next question. I tell you what, I appreciate the invite to the marquee, and I thought that I was around these amazing tipsters from Duff to Terry Kennedy and yourself, and you've come up with donuts. I've come home broke.
Well, I went all right Saturday, but on Tuesday, I found it most frustrating.
Yeah. Well, why did we all win on
Because.
Saturday and you lost, Gowie?
Well, you just didn't pass on the information. I actually didn't know how to fill out a tab ticket before I got there, so you could help someone like me that doesn't know much about it.
Anyway, mate, look, the weather's clearing out there for this New South Wales Open too. They had a rough weather for the Pro-Am.
Yeah, without a doubt. I seen the great Dave Stanley was out there, traumatising some young fella that's trying to make a dollar, but. You know what? The golf course is set up perfect. I was only out there 3 weeks ago, and Twin Creeks is, geez, they've done a great job out there. The bunkering and all that sort of stuff has really improved out of sight. And you know, the summer of golf really started last week, and we must mention, Jordan Zunick, winning the Queensland Open. And he goes on to, trying to get his tour card in Europe, and what a way to start it. But, this week, I tell you what, there's so many good young players in there, from Anthony Quayle to Hickenbottom to Brett Coletta to all of them. And this is where we start to follow our next superstars, is events like this, the New South Wales Open.
Do you have a thought, mate, when we're going to play the competition? Your golfer's got to finish ahead of golf, Gowie's golfer, but we'll go to the OHL Classic on the PGA Tour for that. So call now for the $50 voucher, courtesy of Drummond Golf. If you're pick can finish ahead of Gowie's pick, 13-53-53. But Ryan Gibson is the favourite for the New South Wales Open, $13. Matthew Miller, do you like anybody?
It's Rehan Gibson.
Yep.
Rehan Gibson. And mate, he's the quality player. He finished second last week. He's a US Tour player. This guy, I love this guy. He plays golf every day of the week and is enthralled with it. He'll travel around the world anywhere just to play a four-round tournament, and he's out there at Ludnam, at Twin Creeks, having a bash this week. So, mate, he's an absolute standout this week.
Rehan Gibson.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What about, we've got Brett Coletta on later on in the program, Gowie. He was a winner of the Queensland Open only a couple of years ago and then sort of took some time off. But what are his chances?
Oh, no, he's a good young player. Now, if you want to model your golf swing after anyone, it's Brett Coletta. It is the prettiest swing since Adam Scott, without a doubt.
Wow.
And, when the penny drops, he'll start winning a lot of tournaments. We know he can win, but it's about winning on the big stage and getting there. And that's part of their development, is getting these big events and playing with the better name players like, Hensby and Goggin and Lonard this week. It's good for the guys like Coletta to play alongside those US Tour winners to, hone their own game and see what they do.
Mate, what's the latest with Tiger's World wrecking?
Well, this is a great story. Before he come back at the beginning of the year, he's in the 700s. He's now into 13th in the world.
Wow.
So, wow.
That's a big rise, without a doubt. TV ratings have gone up. Everybody's pay packets are getting a lot more. Golf's taken off again in the US. And it's all on the back of one guy. So 13th, I expect him obviously inside the top 10, leading into next year. And getting into the major. So it'll be, I just think 13th, a year ago, outside 700. Oh, my goodness, that's a big rise.
Good to have him back, isn't it? Good for golf, good for world sport. Gowie, James is going to be your opponent. James joins us on the line. G'day, James.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, good. Do you have a thought for the McIver? It's the OHL Classic, isn't it?
I'll go Ricky Fowler, I think.
Ricky Fowler is the favourite at $9 at tab.com.au ahead of Jordan Spieth and Tony Finau. Who do you like, Gowie?
Yeah, I'm going to go Gary Woodland, but Ricky Fowler's coming off a third last week and had a good final round. And when you're having a little bit of a look at the form, you've got to go to someone that's first up from a spell, which was him, and he's playing his way into it. And Ricky hasn't had that great a year when you think about it. So a bit ho-hum, coming up against someone like Bryson DeChambeau, who's won four times, Ricky hasn't won. So, you know, this would be a good week to win down in Mexico at Mayakoba, the Greek
Mayakoba,
golf course.
Mayakoba Classic. James, okay, we hopefully will be calling you back on Monday if Ricky Fowler finishes ahead of Gary Woodland. Thanks for that, James. So that's for the $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf. What about a roughie, Gowie?
Oh, yeah, Joachim Niemann, this young kid that he had 7 invites. He's from Santiago in Chile, and he got on the US Tour, and he's, you know, 7 invites, and he actually had his money up to be qualified for the US Tour within 4. And I tell you what, he's on the rise, and he won the Latin American Amateur last year, you know, going away from him. So, yeah, he's definitely a roughie for me. I don't know if he's a roughie. He's probably only 30-1, how good he plays these days.
30-1. Oh, well, that's still a roughie for mine. If you can get someone $30.
Hey, guys, we've got 3 Aussies there this week with Matt Jones, Curtis Luck, and Ken Davis. And Ken Davis, the defending Australian Open champion, he's jumping on a plane from Cancun, coming back to the Australian Open, which is at the Lakes next week.
Where's he from, Gowie? I've never heard of him.
Oh, Ken Davis, he's from Sydney. He's a Sydney boy.
Sydney boy,
from Monash Golf Club. I think he grew up at Roseville Golf Club, and he's moved his way through Golf New South Wales and their high-performance program. And
beautiful.
Very talented. If you pull it up on YouTube, he can swing it left and hit it left and right-handed, and both swings look identical. It's bizarre how good it looks.
Wow.
Stop. Thanks, Gowie.
It's a bit like TK playing golf, and right-handed.
No, I can hit it left and right. But not left and right-handed, right? But yes. I can definitely hit it left and right when I'm trying to hit it straight. There's Paul Gower. He's tipping Gary Woodland. And then the best roughie, Yoko Niemian. And then in New South Wales Open, Rehan Gibson at $13. He said a good thing. A $13 good thing.